Foyer ime, Lurlech am Lichlin, get a very suitable. The Lurlech and Hernley Bottle be Menna, in the Matatera Harbinet of Saka Harbe, the Yemen Ubam Lach, Hoshishan Hafat, the Secho, the Dagna, the Sonosha Tadikma Slavic. So, all around the topic of Schar, Lurlech am Lichmar, the Matatera Harb, Schar Harbe, and so on. Foyer ime, Lurlech am Lichlin. יש כאן לשאול שאלה גדולה. וכאן משמע כל הולך לפי רואי בתיאור של למד. ודמשמעו של המשנה is, היצא, אם למד את זה, אז זה לא הרבה, that the volume of תיאור that you learned is the volume of תיאור that is volume of חר. שאומר, אם למד את זה הרבה, נעשה חוסך הרבה. ואילו פרק כמה לברוכס, ובלוזה חולש, או לגבי הרבה, נחוז את זה בקבוכי לבלוזה. אמר לי, המייקו בוחס, אימא שם תראה לי אף שיז, שאיננו איך הרמה ובאיך הרממית, ובאת שחב לי בשמיים. דהשת משמע דמר במממית שובן, וכאן אמר למדת את ההרבה, יש חוסר הרבה, זה משנה אם פה יש לפקר, אבל אפילו לא למדת את ההרבה, you have a lot of time. So, one, I mean, one time the Pharisee says as follows, אף שלא אימא וכאן אינו אמר למה, שם למדת את ההרבה ונצטערת עליו הרבה, לא יש חוסר הרבה, לפי האומל בתרח, כמו שפירשת במה וכזה פרק עין שם. So you could say that the mission is going not on the volume that you learned, but on the amelus. אבל ועד אם איכות למטרה הרבה בשנה אחת, זה יהיה אומל שונה. ואיכות למטרה מתס במול שונה. אז בואו תוור פעד פר יש, שניהם שווים. וכן הוא פירוש המשל דהורדן ממנוחס, וממנה מייסי בייכן ראיה. נא נמה בוילס ואימא איש ריח מחוייך, ולא סוייך ריח מחוייך. ובמלך ריח מחוייך ללמד שאיך הרמה ואיך הרמה מן, ובלבד שיחב לי בלשם שמיים עד כאן. ואין הכוונה שיהיה לגמרי כל אחד. Doesn't mean to say that they're equal, שכי לא עבוד מי בקורם פעם, so why does the person bring a power? אבל זה כך תראו לי שם. שהיימא שכשה האושר מר בקורם לא בי פעם, ואני מי בי אויף, אני מלך עשיר את האיפה. שיש לו אושר יויסס כוונה, אני לא בזה אין לי. כאילו שנצטייר העוני על הספיר סעיפה, כמו אושר על הפער, שניהם שומעים. אבל מביא עוני פער בבעלי עודף, שנצטייר יויסס. לפיכך האושר בפער בעלי בעיפה, מלכה די שומעים. די כך, אם עוד המחל לא למטר הרבה, מקום הכפתה לא עושה מעט כמו איזה שלום הרבה, ולא עושה נצחה הרבה כמו איזה שלום מטר הרבה. ומה שאומר כאן, אם למדת הרי הרבה, שלום את וצק הרבה, ואף שלום את הרבה הרבה. So, let's explain a little bit this nekuda over here. He's not going to stay with it, but I want to talk a little bit about it. The music of the Schar goes by the Amelus. So, the Velt gives a muscle with, you know, to show the difference. If a tailor, two tailors make a suit for me, one of them takes twice as long, he's not going to get paid twice as much. And his father says, look, Kashpoch is very nice about these things. And Kashpoch takes into account how hard it is for us, and he gives them, and so on and so forth. That's what counts. That's the way, the way it's given over to a very shallow muscle is Kilo is the nicest of Kashpoch, but then it takes into account how difficult it was, and so on and so forth. The Nakuda is deeper. Let's give an example. Let's say I'm a worker, and somebody hires me to schlep racks from one place to another place. So if I can do only one rack in the hour, and the other person can do five, you get paid five as much because Tachlis and Toelis is a rack that will draw to the construction site. And that's really what creates the effect. Let's say I tell somebody, you need to lose weight, or you need to give your heart a workout to keep it healthy. The way in which we measure, how do we know that your heart's getting a workout? How do we know that you're working hard enough to lose weight? Is when it becomes difficult for you. If you're pulling enough racks that you're having a hard time with it, it's a sign that you're putting enough stress. stress on your heart and your body, etc., to get exercise. So then it is the same. For the person that if 50 pounds of weight is easy for him to carry and 100 makes him work, and the person who 20 pounds of weight makes him work, both are getting the same effect from it. The tachlis of Torah and mitzvahs is not in the matzahs that we baked. It's in the fact that we bake the matzahs. It's not the amount of the effect of the karbanis, the to'el of the karbanis is not the amount of sheep that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. It's the amount of sheep that we brought. It's the giving of things and so on and so forth. Those are all it's the effect it has on the person. So if they're equivalent in amelus, then mitzvah and mitzvah, they are actually equivalent. So it's not just the Pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nice about it, but there's something mitzvah that teichnet for us that actually makes a lot of sense. That's one way of explaining it. Is a second way of explaining it, I guess, not a second way, but another connection to add to it is, of all the mitzvahs that we speak about, that this is relevant to, Talmud Torah is the one that's chosen most specific to demonstrate it. The reason is Talmud Torah is of all the mitzvahs, Atmael says it, I think, in a Sif Talmud Torah, if I'm not mistaken. When a person does a Maisa mitzvah, for instance, a person takes a lulav and estrig. So the lulav and estrig have been, he did a thing. A lulav and estrig was moved from point A to point B. So we all understand that down at the end of it, the Kosh Baruch doesn't need this regular lulav, he wants it for us. But there was a pu'ulas ha-mitzvah that we can describe as a Maisa mitzvah. Talmud Torah is unique in the fact that in Talmud Torah, I didn't accomplish anything in terms of doing anything. What I accomplished was that my brain deheres Torah, something which wasn't there before, and I now it is only the impact it made on me. I mean, it's the Blat Gemara that was learned. It really is nogea what is that my mind now has a Blat Gemara in it, that I've worked out understanding and so on. So all these things are very, very specific to my, you know, it's packet of panemius that makes a difference, not the insidious. Okay. Then he says, but he doesn't like that pshat. And there should have been a stress on the word amalta b'terah harbi, the lamarata. And the reason why we use the word Torah Harbe is because the derech is, you know, we look at it in terms of having accomplishment, not accomplishment. So the Torah is the lashon, he has a issue. V'imash ha'parashon l'mala k'aschar v'b'shnei panim. Ha'echad l'fi roi v'terech l'fi mitzvah gam kein ha'b'shapen. It said before that at the end of the day the schar takes two dimensions. Sai mitzad ha'terech and sai mitzad ha'mitzvah, sai mitzad ha'accomplishment. So that, then it's good pshat. V'ochel me'b'yechlam. V'imishum l'efshas b'terech, sh'neach l'mar v'chem ma'am v'lach shechem li'v'sh v'shamayim. V'kesh chosah ha'vi b'terech l'fi om v'terech l'zid nochem. Fine. U'mipnei. Ki yesh odem l'achshar if kein schach ha'shom v'terech ba'atzma. Ke'ein k'shem she'ein ha'bala b'ayis n'lis v'schar the mishes nocha ois the libra's bias like bona dobish royal balabais. The ain't come toil achashigma malocha. So he says another knage over here. He gives a mashal over here. In Hilchos Schiros, there is, if the thing gets built in the end, but I had to take different qualim to build it, so there's a halacha of Yaliyani and Atachtaina and so on and so forth. But if it never gets built in the end, period, there's no makom for schar because the pu'ula is the accomplishment. The mashal. If I take a pile to build a house, so I'm not paying him for the mice of building. Forget about how hard it is or difficult. I'm paying him like a cobbler for what he finished. So when I have a house, that's when you pay for it. The Talmud Torah means knowing the Torah. So I could say, yes, when you come having finished us, so now we can talk about the schar for that melech, we can talk about the schar for the nisyonos and the tzar and so on and so forth. But if he didn't, if Talmud Torah is defined as the knowing of, Mishnah, and you didn't finish it, so you didn't. If that was defined Talmud Torah, there was no Talmud Torah. There were tenth of Talmud Torah. Moshe Mar David Daima. If a person would take Gimel Minim instead of Dalet Minim, it's not the Dalet Minim. So I would think that Torah itself requires mitzvah the tzura of Torah to have finished the entire Torah. And it's not shy of that, and the fact that it's not shy of someone else to finish it forever, because it obviously everyone's individual thing. There's no, someone's not finishing it for me because I don't know it. So he said that, don't think that Torah was given in an oifin where the finishing of it is the pa'ulas ha-mitzvah. So, kamash malon, that not. And he says here a knage wide. He said a little bit different later, but he says it here. She'en adam bo l'chlal ha-nocha v'shleimut, ke'en kach b'yas adam. He says in a lot of places that a person in this world is a misnoya, and the world to come is a nach. Hayom la'seisa means this world is a world of pa'ula, and nothing ever reaches its hashlama within the context of the word. The hashlama of something is always the point at which it comes to rest and is no longer in flux and no longer changing. This world doesn't possess it. So in Torah, especially, in Torah, where the shleimus of Torah is something coming to rest, that doesn't exist here. So mitzvah, the etzem Torah, you can't have a gemar of Torah, because a gemar of Torah means it has come to its resting point, and resting point doesn't exist here. Ma'isa mitzvahs, where it's the pa'ula itself is the ikar. So fine. So that can't be done in this world. But something like Torah, which has a certain sense of, where it settles in, that's an accomplishment of Torah, that doesn't happen in this world. So now he says, the Tana has a problem, he might think for care. So a person will say, okay, so if I say the surah of the mitzvah must be every day to do it once, to do a pull every day. If you're telling me that the mitzvah does not lie in the finishing, that's not the surah of the mitzvah. So I'll learn one mishnah, and that's enough. I'll do some pull of learning, like tefillin. Or lulav. I mean, feel like if you're older, but lulav. The kachin limud ha'teir, shalom ha'machat ha'azi ha'patimena. Lafika chomer she'en ha'teir patimena. V'gam zeh b'chal tshuva rishayna. Shem hoya inyazeh el ha'adam, shalom ha'machat ha'azi ha'patimena. He says a very interesting logic. He says, if that would be the shleimus of Torah, that would mean that the person would, he could accomplish something and bring it to shleimus in this world, because in an hour he already has Torah, and that can't be. Which the Rishonim talk about the apparent contradiction that So Rabbi Bechaya says that Torah requires menucha physically and amelus mentally. That's why if a person where it says they would go from somehow, so if inside this outside, that if the weather condition, if there's any upset or disturbance, it's lacking. There's a problem with Talmud Torah. The Talmud Torah mitzadis mitzias is something which doesn't belong to the world of Pahula, the Etzem. It belongs to the world of Menucha. And as such, in a sense, it's not part of our mitzias. It's part of, and then he speaks about it later, that part of the mitzias beyond. I mean, the next Akudas over here are going to be a little more than Menucha. Over here. But Al Kopanim, the point I want to bring out is that the you can't have a Metzias where Torah is Shalim in this world, because by its very inherent nature, Torah is not, it's of a Metzias, not part of this world, because Torah belongs to the Menucha world, whereas this world is a world of Tnua. You find a lot of association like that. You need Yishuv Hadas in order to learn. If a person has problems, he is pure of Hadas and he can't learn. The Shmaitzah Boi Tzlusa, the Metzias, Torah is Mitzad, the Gemara says by the Gemara beginning of Megillah, that the Bnei Yisrael said that they couldn't answer Hashverosh because they went to Golas, they haven't said B'Sheket. Torah requires a settling. A person, also in a whole bunch of places, that Zikna is a Mila, because when the physical things have settled down, that's when Sichlis. So Sichlis is a type of Indian that it's part of the world of Menucha. It's the understanding of something. A person who's a bar das is usually miyushit and not given to impulsive frenzies and so on and so forth. So therefore, anything that belongs to a person, anything that belongs to the world of Torah, belongs to the world of Menucha. One of the reasons why we can't get to the bottom of Torah in this world is because this world is not a Makom Menucha, and therefore you can't have a Hechatim to the heaven. It's very interesting. I mean, you find people can function well, not well, but they can function when they have big problems. The activities, the physical activities they need to do, they can function. The person can drive, the person can walk, the person can schlep, the person can clean. What it shares is thinking about the minyan. Because thinking belongs to the world of Menucha, and Menucha Nefesh is one of those very important parts of it. So how you're going to make a cheshbon that doesn't make sense that there is a Ribui Tzchad Ribui Tera. We said before, we can't finish Torah in this world. We're not part of from taking for 1 hour. I And I would think now that there's no schar b'chlal, no schar difference between a lul and a lat. So the skiris is paid always in the seif because you get paid for what you accomplish, what's there. So the Matthias of Skiris is the faith. The Matthias of Skiris is what you have accomplished. Even though I pay you by the hours you work, by the job done, so by definition, schar is for the job done. So he says over here, the schar is in as much as the person has changed, in as much as there's a certain change in shleimus in the person himself, that we can have halakim, and that we can pay for, that does exist, it's Mishnah. But when you're talking about having accomplished Torah, in other words, how much Torah has been learned, that we can't say that there'll ever be schar in this world because that's not shaykh, that person is greater. So he's saying, as far as a person is doing his own steiging, his own growing, for that it is schar in this world. And for every blow that he did, that's his chav. Masha'in came for having learned the Torah, having finished the Torah, whatever it is, but that is not even his chav. Mazel mez lo atar harbi schar, vez lahav adov azek mashmah lumayim, ki odom, kshol ha-shamol ha-vetari yeshu v'schar, ki ein dov azek deyma l'bayi yeshe'in ha-shlam lak v'seif. Avo gomu ha-teir, kol ha-mafen v'afra, v'deyma l'mishay yizra, שכל הזריה הוא שלימס. ויש תשלומן על זה. כי יש כאן גמר בסוף, יש תגע של מטריה. So he's saying there are two dimensions in Palmetera. There's one dimension מצד האדם, each pool he does makes a change in him, and it's רואי פסחר, in כוח the pool that he didn't have accomplished. And the second חלק is this dark, this being book מטריה, and so on and so forth, that the person, to be made a player, that's not shy of doing this role. But there's Maxim Shah Lemon Shah Khosah Habit. The Dovah Zeni Kashmir Babik, it's a Tashlumah Shah Lemon Harbi. Just the word Tashlumah doesn't take on Harbi. Ain't a Tashlumah Rak Mashroi Vishalim. Lo Harbi. Because I can't say I'm going to pay you for your wages a lot. I mean, whatever, I could say I give you big wages, Lord, but not if it's Tashlum. Anything give more than that is in a dove. But Kacham and Israel for Harbe claimish is shown if you are Omo who have it. With Nashis laughs, they have a lovely youth, Nifra Miyan of Schar. He was at the Omen of Schar Harbe Nashisha. The dove is a Mishpat of Schirus. Shemiyachi the Schirus of the Shalim. The Zatam Shom Matera, the Shalim of Poil Biyam of Locha, Poival of Altolis, the Gamal Biyam of the Sorry, the Children of Oliver Ashim. So the Maisa, yes, Akasha, why doesn't, Akash Boko always follows the Mahalakim of Torah. Since there's a din of Yom Kippur, why isn't that manifested here? So he says, "Al yafkir de shenim shachapulo kapoyel ku amul misneya v'chol amul tnuo bal abnuchav ashlamu zeba." But Ashlum and Piron were Manoa Fashloma Shemikia and of the Saif. We shall tell you Amul Misaya. We shall tell Ashlum. For the Sikh and Hinusham Eva Bulam, Mashainakin and Mahalay Base and Exadomin, she calls the Sheikh Khan Shaykan Amul, that Eto Apoyo Shaykan Amul, or Fashlum Shum Saif Amul. For the Sikh, or you royally have the other Fashlumia. The question is, why does it get high immediately? Because in the world of Tashlumin, of a pile, the Allah is that Yemitim Oskara, that you have to give the mid. He explains the Nikud over here, because the reason why is there a sin to give immediately, and he points out it can't be because maybe some work is poor, but it's Magia whether it's a poor rich worker. So he says, because the metzius of amul is something which requires closure. In other words, I built this. What finishes it? What finishes it is the schar, is that God l'nachla l'nucha. So he asks Natasha, so why HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give schar in this world? It should fit the Torah and the pattern of the Yom Tov story, and he explains that, you know, he explains it also with a mystical stage of what the Chiviyot is itself. Al Zeh Amar, V'nem Rubal Machtech HaKleimah, Av Agav Shem Tashlu Miyad, V'nem Rubal Machtech HaShashan, V'nem Rubal Machtech HaShashan, Why? U'mashayim Agir Fafu Miyad, V'nem Rubal Machtech HaShashan, Kudeim Lepoil Shifas Bal Bayit, Mavnash Yisham Lekach Bukat Domin, Metzvah HaKadoshim. Let's say a person makes up with a pile that I'll pay you from the new crop. So certainly he has no fear for the new crop to pay him. So there are things that this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have the ability to pay with it. And therefore, it's not been big on Yom Kippur, because the Meister, the T'nai was that a certain type of money would be used. And since we haven't found that yet, that's the halach over here. Well, the figure, let's say he leaves this world without the haschar. Al zelma v'dam atzchon shavimot zlovin ki ika haschar ul maslovin level of hatim. The fikach be'elu ki ilu ayim chilat haglocha shoyse b'shvul atashlumin maslovin level of hatiklam. The Sikoch, in Kashim in a Russian from Yalhatov, in a Tadi Nikola Mike, the same one matter, the Jewish one, the Havu doesn't work. He's saying that the since the Mokom of Schar, since the Mokhus of Havu, that the Tachus of the Pu'ula that you're doing is towards that. One of the reasons why, if a person learns the Shema, the Rambam said that it gets Olhava, because that becomes the tachlis of his melacha. What we're saying over here is a kashkol gives schar and something in this world, and the full the tachlis of something pure ruchni has no shaykhis to this world. Therefore, you can't give a schar, and therefore it's not being very much on that field. So you're also saying that the schar in this world over here, we don't have the material. If the person is learning the Shema, then it means you're learning for the Gemara of his Torah, the Uftah of his Torah will be all of Habadika. And then
neighbor, we decided to put wood. He doesn't have a welcome in an old laboratory. Okay, any questions?
Just while we're on this topic of Amelis, I never really got clear. If this Tanaya of Amelis Vateri, again, Amelis, if the pshat is that, you know, a person has to be Muchan to be Amel and Yogeh, if that's what it takes for a person to understand, or it's more, it's a Tanai Nachlitz in order for a person to be Miskash Vateri, that element of Amelis. There's some one chazal which a mashma latter that has to be to Amelis in the Torah, Tanayach otherwise. And there's Taz which never understood the Taz said, you know, in his master in 1 hour to learn with a, you know, Reish Tzolo, you know, what a person, the chain of Menom, and it takes him 5 hours to do, and it's obviously much more difficult, and it's going to be almost that much more. It also says, Schar and Shishal, they have the same amount of Schar, and I'm looking more towards the end product. In other words, if you have a person who's an Eloi and, you know, they chop and they understand, and, you know, it's maybe a small, you know, this, but as far as, you know, breaking your head over a sorrow, they don't have that element of Amelis so much. You know, is it just that, you know, like, types the mission of Ranach Teich, the Muchad to do that, but not that you have to. It's not sure exactly what's the.
Right. Okay, Shabbat.
Good.
Good. Good. Good. Good.